It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Before I talk about the Reese, we got Vicky behind the glass. What's up,
hello,
Vicky?
Hello.
Before you talk about me.
Well, you know, we always talk about you like you ain't here.
I know, right? I'm sitting right here in this chair.
Yeah, it'll be like, yeah, I'm right here, guys.
I'm right here.
I love it when you say that.
I'm right here, guys. It's like he means that. He's like, serious.
Oh, yeah, he be serious.
He's serious about that.
He be serious about that.
He's still sitting right there when we talk about it.
Exactly. That's what I like.
I would say this, though. Yesterday, the hat thing.
Oh yes. My goodness. Yes. Talk about going viral.
Oh, my goodness. I got people I ain't heard from in ages hit me up about that doggone hat. Yo, man, what size you wear?
They actually going to send you a hat.
Man, we got you, bro.
I said, how about this? Don't ever call me again. I hung the phone.
You need to take the free hat.
Matt, you start. See, you know what?
I started
to just go search for random pictures of ugly hats.
The shade.
Oh, he never lived down.
Oh my God!
Because it was random. We weren't even talking about that. It came out of left field. So he was teeing that up all day. He was just waiting to tell me about that damn hat.
But I think you should get a hat deal out of it. I think you gonna get a hat deal out of it.
I might.
You should.
I'm here for it.
You ready for the next derby now? Hey,
that's right. Hey man, you should.
You should.
He said, you should.
Because he do stuff like that. Because he know you wrong for that. He know you wrong for that.
Because he all, you know, Mr. GQ. Right.
But the thing is, though, I was trying to be.
That's his solid protest.
I was trying to be a team player,
that's
man.
Passive aggressive. Yeah, he didn't right. want to wear the hat.
I did. You want me to wear a hat? I wear a damn hat.
See? See what
I'm saying? And that's how I was, tilted. And I was trying to be nice. He's like, you see my hat? I was like, yeah.
What'd you say? Yeah.
I went straight to the clothes. I went straight to a jacket. Yeah. I said, "Oh, we match." I changed the subject.
Yeah, no way. True story. You right about
I
that.
I did. Remember, I changed the subject because Mama taught me not. If you can't say nothing good,
don't say nothing.
Don't
at
say
all.
Nothing at all about.
you know how your kids and you make them put on a coat,
mm-hmm.
a jacket or whatever to go to school. And they just wear all kinds of wrong. just because you're like, oh, okay. So you just not going to wear it right. They just mad.
Right, right.
That was Reese.
That was Reese.
He didn't want to wear the hat.
He said he was being a team player.
You should wear it all week, Reese.
I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
No, you better not.
In protest.
He done threw that hat away.
You better not put.
No, well, that hat will never see the inside of this studio.
Again.
Put it down. Put that down.
Well, it actually wasn't, the hat wasn't as bad as your reaction.
Right.
Because it caught me off guard. It did catch me off guard.
Two people's criticism of the hat.
Yeah.
Now, because that's an ego thing. Oh, he don't like that.
It did pop a couple of nerves. I ain't gonna lie about that. It did.
I dare you talk about something that I already know.
You tell me something I don't know.
It's like, well, you said that was the problem. But you can't say that. I was warned. I can say that. Okay. It's all right. Anyway, man, I tell you. Man, you know, real quickly, man, before we get into the rest of this hour. Now, this Rich Strike racehorse thing.
Yes.
His behavior after the race
mm-hmm.
has taken on this, like, life of his own.
Yeah.
And there's so many, like, storylines that are associated with what's going on there. Somebody,
really?
An attorney from Texas, don't know how he got on my timeline, but okay. Simply this whole thing about everything that was wrong with the sport is what we witnessed take place at the end of the race.
Hmm.
So with the horse biting the other horse?
Was because of the treatment of the horses.
Okay.
Oh, now that's a whole other narrative.
Yeah, I was just like, I know nothing about this sport. Not to that level of detail, but then I became interested.
Right, right.
So then I started looking. I said, wow. And you know how we talked about the trainer, the African-American?
Right.
And shame on me. You know what? I apologize. I'm going to go find his name. I'll find his father's name because they were African-American, that part of the training team. Mm-hmm. They trained the horse.
Garion Fletcher, his guy? The one, the groomer, is black,
yes.
And his dad works with
That's
the
right.
horse.
That's right.
Yeah, he posts something on YouTube on that page, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go find.
Oh wow, we got a lot of hits off of that. Yeah. Okay.
And reality, but that's why, because they train this horse. They train him differently.
But I'm trying to say, so that how they was trained speaks to how the horses behave at the end of the race?
Yeah, well, yes, yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
So are they cruel to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of them.
Wow.
Right, and some of the way they train.
Uh-oh, they're going to be protesting.
Yeah. I was just like, man, this is crazy.
Right.
But yeah, anyway.
It's going to take on a whole nother narrative.
It is always, Brother White always says.
More just, to the story.
It just makes me think every time. Every time we see something that just seems to be a little outside of the norm, Reese says one thing that I always remember. Pastor White says one thing. Reese says, wait for it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to wait a couple
say,
days.
He always say, wait for it.
You got to wait a couple days, yeah.
And Brother White always say there's more to
more
the
story.
You know, it's funny, though. That's interesting. I just never thought about it that way in terms of because I did feel like it
because
was awkward.
The guy was doing it wrong, but another thing. That's one of the
other guy on the horse. See, right. That's what I was talking about.
Because you got to pull him a certain way.
That's to let the guy, because I was like, why you keep pulling the dog on?
He was doing it wrong. And apparently that's not how he was being.
Okay.
He had been trained. So, of course, he was like, man, hey, bro.
What you doing? Like that. Let
me go, my guy. Why you pulling on me?
Right.
like we said, he was like, hey, bro, hey, man, look here.
What you doing?
Yesterday, you didn't know who I was. But anyway, I just wanted to
highlight that. That's good. That's good info
And
I just found it interesting. I just said, well, damn.
A couple of people told us to stay on that topic, too, in terms of Rich Strike and how he came from,
Humble beginnings.
No beginnings. Nobody even knew it.
Hold on. Humble beginnings as a 3-year-old.
Just eating and sleeping. That's all. Just eating and sleeping.
That's it. That's
worked out well for him. Worked out well for Rich Strike. But I just thought I'd bring it up because I read the whole thing that the guy sent me, and I'm going to share it with you guys too in a second. But it was just funny. It was like, okay, there's always more to the story.
Always more to the story.
Well, speaking of more to the story, so at what point, Reese, do you say, I got this old dude, and I'm gonna just show out on him? And then that goes back. That goes wrong.
Well, you know how it is on Saturday mornings at the YMCA?
Right.
And it's that just, one guy.
Yeah.
You know, he got long black socks on. You're like, where you got,
you
bro?
See him? I mean, I want y'all to admit, if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but if you're just sitting still, close your eyes, just envision
it. And they really not athletic socks. They're like, dress socks.
Yeah, because he got to go to work in a minute.
He got to go to work in a minute. You see this guy.
he don't want to change socks.
And he definitely got a headband on.
I see it.
He definitely got a headband. And we all see this guy.
And he wearing chucks.
Yeah. And he wearing chucks. And proper knee brace.
Yes.
I mean,
and elbow brace.
And elbow brace, too.
And ain't nothing wrong. Ain't nothing wrong.
About,
he just wears it.
You're like, I'm going to tell you. And he about 20 years, 30 years older than you.
Yeah.
Getting buckets. I'm trying to tell you right now.
But you shake him one good time, and you dunk on it.
Yeah.
And you look at him. You say, take that.
Come on.
And then he says, that's how we doing this?
Okay, I'll show you.
What we're talking about is Giannis. for the Milwaukee Bucks last night, kind of showboated on Al Horford.
He did.
Now, one thing you got to know is, too, Al's father was in the stands. Now, you ain't going to dunk on the man, talk to him, knowing his people is in the stands looking.
Right.
Al Horford, who is at least 35, at least 35 years old.
I think he might be
37. He went off last night, but this is what Al had to say about how that fired him up to have, I guess, one of the best nights I've ever seen from Al Horford. Let's hear from Al.
Yeah, I don't really know what he said to me, but the way he was looking at me and the way that he was going about it really didn't sit well with me. And at that point, I think just something switched with me and then in the game.
Shift took place. Sometimes it ain't about what you say. It's how you look at me.
He said something shifted. Have you ever been around somebody and they say something, it just changed your whole...
Well, you didn't hear them. It was how they looked at you. That's what it was. You ain't even got to hear a person. It's how they look at you.
He's like, man, y'all know you ain't talking to me. It just went bad. Mm. I just got to tell you, it just went bad. So
real we'll bad, real quick.
I don't know, man. I'll just tell you. Yeah, man, well, you know what? We're going to take a quick break and come back on the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to continue this conversation. But I'm telling you, Reese, you got to be careful how you talk to people, man.
And you better be careful how you look at people.
I'm telling you. He put 30 on you quick. Oh, I ain't never put 30 on nothing.
Well, I know. That was his most most points in the career.
He ain't never put $30 in the gas tank.
Oh, God.
Speaking of the gas, it won't be $30. It'll be about $80 these days.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
$30 a gallon.
Terrible.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Best side, what's up?
Good morning.
How we doing?
That's all
man, what y'all want? What y'all want?
I don't.
I'm sorry.
I'm good.
I'm sorry, Vesta. Yeah. Did we wake you?
Y'all hyped this morning. It's giving me energy because, you know, it's early. I set my alarm to come on with you guys.
And by the way, Vesta, we really appreciate that.
We do.
I know y'all do.
Okay.
I know.
There you go.
And people look for
it. This morning was a struggle. When that alarm went off this morning, I was like, oh, my God.
We tried doing that 3 hours ago.
Hey, yeah. Y'all get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, okay. I hear you, champ. All right, Vash Tide, man. You know what? We look forward to this each and every week. Yep. And, what you got for us this week?
All right, the NCAA is trying to crack down on NIL with some new rules that state that deals cannot be contingent upon enrollment at the university. The board of directors published these guidelines Monday to clarify that boosters, including recently created companies designed to provide athletes at a particular school with endorsement deals, should not have any contact with prospective college athletes, their family members, and their representatives. I'm assuming, you know, this is an effort we saw with Isaiah. I think it was it Isaiah Wong who told Miami, yo, if I don't get enough money in deals, I'm going to transfer. And we're seeing guys really cash in on NIL deals. Some people are saying that it's led to players deciding to come back when in the past he might have gone to the league. So I got you out. Game on or game over to the NCAA trying to regain more control over athletes' compensation.
Yeah, we don't want to see them buy a dynasty out there, over there, because they're trying to buy a championship. That's what they're trying to do.
Right?
Mm. They're trying to buy one, paying all these kids to come back to school.
Wait, who is they?
I can't say.
First of all, to answer your questions, I said game over, because obviously they had to be idiots to feel like this was going to happen. I mean, are you kidding me?
See, this can't be what's causing the issue. It just can't, because this everybody knew this was happening.
Right.
I mean,
damn, that was happening before.
My point is, it's just legal.
Right, just highlighting now.
Highlighting legal, I guess, now.
So it's got to be something bigger and more corrupt than we probably even can imagine for them to want to take this drastic step so quickly.
Yeah,
because they came out and said, what did they say, Vash? They need something within the next month or so? I mean, they want an immediate rule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're trying to regain control, basically.
Instantly.
I mean, you know, I don't know what the NCAA's purpose in this is. You know, there have been people who have taken the NCAA to court and have won antitrust cases against them when they've tried to control certain aspects of NIL. I just can't see them really enforcing this. How can you? I mean, if I own a car dealership and I'm a booster at Alabama, because we know, you know, they get boosted over there. So if I own a car dealership and I broker a deal that's contingent upon a player becoming enrolled in the school. Otherwise, why would I pay you to endorse, you know, my car dealership in what, Tuscaloosa? Is that where Alabama?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Why would I pay for you to endorse my car dealership in Tuscaloosa if you weren't coming to Alabama? I don't know how the NCAA is going to enforce that. You know, it can't be contingent upon enrollment. Well, how can you tell if it was contingent upon enrollment? I just think NIL has taken on a life of its own, and the NCAA can't do anything about it. And it's gonna come down to schools who have the most resources are gonna be able to either retain players or get certain types of players. And it's not like that wasn't happening already.
Right,
so
that's right.
I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, I'll say this, and
you know, we talk about this guy all the time. Nick Saban told the world this was going to happen. He said, when you guys do this, it's going to blow up in your face. He said, even though I think the players should get paid, but if you have no guidelines around it, it's going to blow up. He told them that. He said, now, for us, it's going to be to our advantage because that's what we do.
Right.
But he told them that. So, I think the Institute is a joke.
But I think one of the reasons they didn't put any guidelines because I think, A, it would make them seem quite hypocritical.
Yeah.
And B, it would probably daylight for all of us some pretty unfair situations that's been taking place.
Yeah.
Between the NCAA and F.
That's true.
It's a mess, though. I'm telling you, it's going to even get crazier, I think.
It's okay with me.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see some guys like, you know, a guy over at North Carolina who decided to come back from his senior year. He's definitely taking full advantage of the NIL. I think he signed a new deal with a horse breeding company while he was at the Kentucky Derby. So shouts out to Armando Bacot who is eating
and that's one of the deals, by the way.
That's one
of the deals. That's a couple of them too. Oh, he's straight.
He's straight for a minute.
Armando Bacot is going to make more money in his senior season than he would have on any type of, because he wasn't on the draft board. On any type of level at the next level, trying to grind it out and make an NBA.
And that made so much sense. So I go to G League and make $200,000. I can make maybe a couple million college. I'm staying in college, straight up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chance to get a championship, another championship.
Yeah. I mean, because if really what they think you are is a G League player with a 3-year, you're a 3-year prospect. Well, why do that? I'm gonna still be there. I'm gonna still be there in a year from now.
Maybe I'll be a 2-year prospect a year from now, right?
I mean, if that's really who you think I am.
Yes.
So we have nothing else to talk about. You know, if you really think that's what I am.
That's a good point.
What else you got for us, Master?
And you don't get treated nearly half as well as you would.
That's right.
Oh my God.
That's right.
That's good, Master.
And you still on campus? You still got students? And you got co-ed?
Right.
But if you kind
of, he just went left.
I'm just saying, you playing basketball at those schools? You better
basketball. Get you good times.
What a scary
All right, time. The Mavericks released a statement on the incident regarding Chris Paul's family and fans.
Yep.
This is what they said. Quote, American Airlines Center and Dallas Mavericks security and executives have concluded the investigation into the incident involving the Paul family. Two unruly fans attempted to give unwanted hugs and have conversations with members of the Paul family on the public concourse of American Airlines Center. AAC security responded immediately once notified by the family, and fans were swiftly ejected from the game. The fans involved in the incident will not be allowed to return to the arena until 2023. Some people thought that the punishment for quote unquote unwanted hugs was too severe. Some thought it wasn't severe enough. So I got to ask you, game on or game over, two fans being banned, I guess roughly, I think, seven months for giving unwanted hugs to Chris Paul's fans.
And he was what, like 15? No, he was young.
I don't know how it was a kid. I think
it wasn't just him though.
Label some people kids. He was a youthful person, looks like. But
I don't know about the unwanted hug stuff.
What is an unwanted hug though?
You just walk up to hug somebody for no reason, or good question. I mean,
because
sometimes my church, church be unwanted hug.
That's the statement.
That is literally the statement. The term unwanted hugs got a lot of buzz on Twitter. Some people don't believe that they were unwanted hugs. Others question that term unwanted hugs and how vague it is.
I mean, people doing 5 to 10 right now. Unwanted hugs.
That's another thing that people say.
100%. You're right.
That's right.
Like, what's going on here?
Sexual assault or assault.
Yeah. Hugs.
Yeah. Because
does the punishment fit the crime?
Hell, I still can't figure out the crime.
I think we got to wait on that a little bit. But if someone walked in you and put their hands on you,
Yeah, we're gonna have a problem.
We're gonna have a problem with that, and they purposely did it because you, relatives of the opposing team, a member or whatever. I think you sit out until 2023 season. I agree with that.
And I would think because Chris Paul's wife is grown, and his mother,
grown, really grown,
and they're both black women. I just don't see how you think you could just be coming, just hugging on folks. I don't.
Right.
Hey, Vesta, some people said we wouldn't have heard about this if Chris Paul didn't have a bad game. Any truth about that?
Or if he didn't react the way that he reacted.
Yeah.
Well, that may be true.
Yeah. Wait, are they saying that his reaction was based on the fact that he had a bad game?
Yes.
Having a bad game.
He's upset.
Right.
Ooh.
Yes. If he had dropped 14 shots in a row and had his perfect game and they won, we probably wouldn't have heard about this at all. I'm trying to
figure out how he found out what happened.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Are you playing? You getting text messages?
Right.
Did the security person tell you what was going on?
I would think that you would be fully
engaged into the game where you would not know that a kid sitting right behind the bench was giving unwanted hugs to your family. So that's the thing that gets me, like, you know, I just didn't know that these guys were really in the loop like that. I thought they were really into that game. So apparently Chris is checking his text messages during timeout.
Best time. All y'all need to stop.
No, for real.
Now, hold on.
No, seriously.
Now y'all going to put me in a position to take up for Chris Paul. Now, hold on.
I'm liking this.
But hold on. You know that man's wife is sitting within eye view. And you know wife is getting a look at whatever's going on. Trust me.
Oh, that look they're getting.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
But you with mama.
You with
that particular fan.
It doesn't matter. She's sitting with my mom. They sitting in the stand. You think at some point I ain't gonna have eye contact? What's going on during the timeout?
I don't know. I mean, they aren't sitting on the bench. Right. So how would she be able to relay?
I'm sure they were sitting somewhere behind the bench.
The only thing I agree with K-Mac is one thing. If you get that look from whoever, you know something going down, that gonna pique your interest. You're gonna probably
and two things. He definitely knows where she at.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cause she's with my mother.
Yeah.
And they sitting together. Mm-hmm. So I know what's going on. Game or no game.
That's interesting.
Hell, I could have been that jockey on that horse. I'm gonna know what's going on.
Wow, that's interesting.
But anyway, that's all right, Vashti.
What else you got?
That
one more.
Good.
Real quickly, we gotta go.
All
what you
right,
got?
Jocena Anderson. And we heard that, you know, maybe the Panthers were out of the running, but she reported yesterday that the door isn't 100% shut on the Panthers and talks regarding Baker Mayfield.
Man, what? You could have said that one.
What? What? Are you serious?
If you told me that, if we knew that's all you had left, then we would have.
I gotta find the Carolina stuff.
But is this true though? Like for real though? Like for real?
This is what she said. Mm. This is from Jocena. She said, "My understanding is that the door isn't 100% shut on the Panthers and talks regarding Baker Mayfield, but I certainly received the impression that Carolina isn't in any rush, nor are they pressed."
Okay.
Per league source, they will roll as is if need be. Per whomever she talked to.
Okay.
So I ask you guys, game on or game over, that the Panthers need to add another veteran quarterback to that locker. And well, I'm not going to ask about Baker specifically, but do they need to add another?
I'd rather see Cam come back.
Yeah. If it's Cam, game on. If it's not, the game over.
I'd rather see Cam come back. Unanimous. Hell, give him the RG3. He still can run at least.
No.
Wow.
No, RG can stay where he is. He's not even good at what he's doing.
There you go. See?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, but, you too?
Yeah, uh-huh. I agree. Yes. I agree with y'all.
All right.
Mm. I agree. Actually, me and Reese agree. If you're not rolling, if you're not bringing Cam back, you might as well roll with Sam Darnold and see what happens.
Stick with it until a better one comes along.
That's right. Victoria knows that. Mm-hmm. Hey, Vashti, that's two things we agree with in the last 5 years. That's pretty good.
Y'all got a hell of a track record.
What? We rolling.
Y'all got a hell of a track record now.
That connection is strong.
I'm trying to tell you. You better get one more in for a basketball season.
I know.
Because we know it goes down.
Basketball season starts.
Game over.
put it this way, Vashti, if you had to do it every day, you would trust me what I tell you. This, you would be able to take it.
Oh, my God.
All right, Vashti.
All right, Vashti, have a good one.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, I sent y'all a text message. We're going to talk about that.
Why don't they let Baker Mayfield? Can't we let that go?
Yeah.
Can he stay where he is?
No, they don't want him.
The thing is, it's something about him. It's not even about his play on the field. It's something about something going on in the locker room with him. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's why he can't get on the team.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously. It's something going on with him. Yeah. Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.